Welcome back to Let's Talk Ed and Zahi. We have been talking about students choosing not to go to college. And in this particular episode, we are going to talk about what we need to do as a college to become more attractive to these students. And when we're talking about attractiveness, we're not just talking about a fresh coat of paint and some new buildings. We are talking about making the institution overall more attractive to potential students. And I know you have some ideas, again, sort of on that academic side of the house that might work.
Yeah, but let's not discount that our facilities and our technology, how they look, plays a role, right? It's not Absolutely. To be discounted. I want to put two propositions in front of you. Two areas, one I think you like less than the other. But let's start with welding. You know, very common, you and I have a particular interest in welding. So very commonly, we start our students learning stick welding, SMAW. And because supposedly it's the cheapest, supposedly it's because what you use on a farm. Well, the overwhelming majority of Americans don't live or work on a farm. Less than 1% of the U.S. population lives on a farm, and less than 10% lives in rural agrarian areas. So not necessarily a good premise to start talking about, but SMAW requires you to consistently keep attention to a travel distance that keeps on changing because the electrode keeps on shrinking, right? As opposed to GMAW or FCAW, MIG or flux core, where you can keep your hand steady at one distance, and the electrode is coming out off a roller. Well, we'll never change it. More and more employers are using MIG and flux core, and fewer are using stick. Yet, this is the first thing we teach students. Why? How are we helping them engage and get quicker into the workforce when we're teaching them something that is less and less available? And let's not forget that you won't find a robot, or you're unlikely to find a robot using SMAW on a shop floor or in a factory. Another example, the one that you'll most likely not necessarily appreciate, but is in mathematics. You know, the idea that every student has to go the route of college algebra, take trigonometry and hop into calculus is ingrained in our minds. That's what you need. By God, that's what, no, that's exactly what you need. You can't even argue with people because you hit the block. Like SMAW should be the first thing we teach, right? That other one is the mental block that people have. Okay, well, Arthur Benjamin, a brilliant mathematician who teaches mathematics at the four-year institution, came out about 15 years ago with a TED Talk where he spoke specifically about his recommendation to go down the route of statistics. Well, we use statistics every day, right? You're computing probabilities, frequencies, you know, you're doing it all the time to make choices. You know, do I buy this shampoo or that shampoo that are sitting in front of me? That is not quite college algebra and most assuredly not calculus, right? So academics plays a big role in making it attractive. Now that I've turned you on and then off, given my examples, what do you think about that? And I don't mean it as a rant. I mean it as a genuine concern from somebody in academics.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, I was somebody that I got my bachelor's degree and I never took a college math class in getting my bachelor's degree. Now, we still had a quantitative reasoning component that we had to fulfill, but we found other ways that that could be fulfilled without solely taking a math class. Last week, I had a chance to go and talk about broadcasting in a speech class. And speech is another one of those subjects that a lot of people love to hate. There are a lot of people that are very uncomfortable speaking. And
that's your problem, right, Chris?
Right. Yes. And I had a student that asked me, what do I need to do to become a more confident speaker? And this student truly talked to me after the class and said, I've tried practicing and I just don't feel comfortable standing up here in front of people. So are there ways that we can take things like math, like speech, and apply those in other ways that are maybe not the traditional math and speech ways, where we're still checking off some of those boxes, but doing it in a way that fits people's career paths better? Because not all of us are going to be out speaking like a politician, for example. Not all of us are going to be buried in heavy math on a daily basis. But we still do use math every day. We still do use speech every day. We're probably, at some point or another, you're probably going to have to make a presentation in the office or something like that. And you have to be comfortable doing that. So can we find ways to do things like that? Now, also, when I think about making a campus attractive to people and thinking about ways other than, and I agree with you, the aesthetics of the campus are incredibly important and can't be overlooked, but finding other ways, one of the big reasons why people choose the college that they choose is how they feel that they are going to fit into that college. What is that life going to be like for them? And again, you're talking about college being one of the first major decisions that you are making as an adult. We talk about college, we talk about buying a car, buying a home, starting a family. Those are all major decisions, and very often college is that first one that you have to make.
And it's a big one, right? How many people are not pursuing the general practitioner in medicine because it's very expensive to go through med school, but the return is much smaller than certain specialties, right?
Yep.
So the whole of higher education has to rethink what it means. It's obviously, we know there are some bad players, public and private, who've abused the trust of taxpayers and the trust of the communities. But we as a whole have to change our mindset. And in my opinion, another element to think about, as I'm not a disgruntled academic. I'm not, I am not an unhappy administrator, but I want to revolutionize, not evolutionize, higher ed. Why? Because we have an integral role in creating the next workforce, the people who are going to take care of you and me, as we're aging, who are going to fix our cars, who are going to put the roof over our head. And you can't fix a car now, right? You need the knowledge. It's really hard to get that knowledge, tinkering on a car in your garage. College is a great place to do it, but do we have a fleet of vehicles that resembles today's cars, or do we have a fleet of vehicle that resembles your parents' first car when they finish school? Is sometimes the question to be asked, right? Okay, let's put that. That's a bit ranty. I understand that. Let's put it to the side, and say another element of this is the mirror. We don't necessarily need to mirror what employers need, but we need to mirror what student success requires. And sometimes it requires what we call non-credit classes, but a pathway to credit, right? And creating those stackable credentials, micro credentials in many cases, that stack up toward a completion of some sort. That takes a different way of thinking.
Yeah. And, you know, certainly going back to one of your earlier points, you know, there was a time where people went to college for the knowledge, and that was really what it was all about. And I think there's still some people that want to live in those days, but now people are going to college because it's supposed to get them a better place in life. It's supposed to get them that better job and all of that. And we need to start thinking about what is the student's return on investment, because I'll tell you what, those prospective students are thinking deeply about their return on investment. And that is part of how they are choosing their colleges. So that is something that we need to be very mindful of in our institutions. So we have been talking about why students are not choosing to go to college, that we're seeing more students choosing not to do that. And hopefully we've offered some solutions here. There are no easy answers ever, but we've given some. If you enjoy topics like this, be sure and subscribe to us here on YouTube. Ring that bell down below. You'll get notified when we post new content. And of course, we'd love for you to like this video. We'd love for you to comment. That also helps the algorithm and gets this video in front of other like-minded people. And of course, you can find Let's Talk Ed on all of your favorite podcasting platforms as well. So for Dr. Zahi Atala, I'm Chris Ford. We'll see you next time right here on Let's Talk Ed.